This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and a host of, and Niall. Niall's hanging out.
Hey, by the way, when are you going to spring training?
Sunday.
As in 2 days?
In 2 days.
How long are you going to be there?
Till I'll do the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday there.
We getting interviews?
Yep.
You sure?
We're working on it.
Okay.
We're working on
it. I was wondering. I'm working on Daryl Morey still.
You are?
Remember that time?
Well, how about Jeff Van Gundy?
We can get Jeff again. He said we'll do it again.
He did?
Yeah, that'll happen. That's not going to not happen. We'll have Jeff Van Gundy again. I'm just going to let a little more
sure,
time.
Sure, it'll be nice if we got
just going to let a little bit more time pass. That's all. Right.
Dude, so he forgives.
We already had Charlie. I mean, Charlie had him, so we're not going to. I don't want him to say, oh, I'm doing your
station
again.
That was on a different radio station.
Feels the same to him.
Trailer Wheel and Frame is where we are right now. We want you to come out and hang out with us.
So what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do from spring training? A, you're not drinking.
No, I've done this before, though. You know how many spring trainings I've been to?
A lot. Sober.
A lot.
Yeah,
sober, because it's, sometimes it falls during Lent, a lot of times.
But we're going to hopefully get some interviews. I saw an interview with Anthony Gose. Two things struck me immediately. One is he didn't sound like he'd be talking like this. Well, I'm just trying to play outfield. I used to be an outfielder. And I was like, where's this dude from? California.
He throws a,
what?
And he throws 100.
That's the other thing that struck me. He goes, well, I can get it pretty hot. I'm 100, man. That's pretty hot. Like, people were asking about that. He started as an outfielder.
Yeah.
Couldn't cut it. He was a second rounder. And, you know, they put guns on shortstops, outfielders. They know how hard those guys throw.
Oh, yeah.
You can find out how hard they throw. Well, he had a real hot arm. Now, he was a high school pitcher, too. He threw 97 in high school. Just one of those guys that, not unlike a lot of guys, Brian Bogusevic. May have just chosen wrong. I don't know. But you go to college based on, or you get drafted based on, are you going to be a pitcher or a hitter?
Right.
And he chose hitter, and now he's trying to make it as a pitcher. But at least he's got that option. But he said he throws 100, and even if it's 97, that's a lot. Last year he dominated at the end, but it was what? I think he was at A ball. I don't think he even was in double A. So now he's a big arm. He's a power arm. You take chances on power arms. And you go from there. Yeah, he's a lefty too. You don't see lefties throw that hot usually out of the bullpen, but every once in a while you do. But he's got a big fastball, and they're going to see if he can maybe make it as a. I don't know if he'd be a lefty specialist necessarily because he's not a crafty lefty.
Tony said, "Hey Dell, watch it, Tony Sip."
He's not still there, is
beat
he?
Beat it. Yeah,
is the Sipper still there?
Yeah, the Sipper's still there.
Oh my God!
Well, it's a third year of a $18 million deal.
Sipper, yeah, Maloney?
That might have been.
My gosh.
Yeah. Well, they signed Neshek, Gregerson, and Sip all to three-year, $18 million deals.
Gregerson's done, right?
Yeah, Gregerson's out. So yeah, that's going to happen early next week. We'll have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're in negotiations on that whole interview thing. But here's the deal, is there is a brewing beef between LeBron, KD, and Fox News. Surprisingly, they're not politically aligned. So Carrie Champion is driving LeBron. She's their Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
And she's driving KD and LeBron around, and they're in the back seat, and she's talking to them about social issues,
mm-hmm.
which is another thing. ESPN, good Lord, stop. And they have some thoughts on Trump. And then Fox News has some thoughts.
So if you have thoughts on Trump, Fox News is going to have thoughts on you.
Some thoughts on you. So here's that exchange.
How do you describe the climate for an athlete with a platform nowadays that want to talk about what's happening in our world?
Well, the climate is hot. The number one job in America, the point of person, is someone who doesn't understand the people and really don't give a fuck about the people.
No.
When I was growing up, there were like three jobs that you looked for inspiration, or you felt like these were the people that can give me life? It was the President of the United States. It was whoever was the best in sports. And then it was like the greatest musician at the time. You never thought you can be them, but you can grab inspiration from. I feel like I can be, you know, if it was a neighborhood African-American cop and he was cool as hell, come around. I feel like I could be him.
It's easy to be.
Yeah, I could be him. But I never felt I could be the President of the United States, but I grabbed inspiration from that. And this time right now with the President of the United States, it's at a bad time. And while we cannot change what comes out of that man's mouth, we can continue to alert the people that watch us, that listen to us, as this is not the way.
When we're talking about leadership and what's going on in our country, it's all about leadership. And I learned that playing basketball. You know, I learned a lot of life skills from playing basketball. You need to empower people. You need to, you know, encourage people. And that's what builds a great team. And I feel like our team as a country is not ran by a great coach.
It's not even a surprise when he says something. It's not even a surprise. It's like laughable. It's like,
it's that's laughable. Bad.
Okay.
All right. There's that.
I didn't hear anything too controversial in there. If I was waiting to hear something controversial,
no.
Anything they said that's like shocked you that much?
No. Just
could have been anybody.
Not controversial, but certainly critical.
Yeah.
And,
but that doesn't surprise you that there's something critical being said about.
Not about our president? Yeah. That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you don't know what's coming out of his mouth. Actually, you expect, you kind of don't.
That's I'm what like, you expect. Oh, yeah. That's the expected.
So far, everything he said, I.
So, what's her name? Ingram?
Laura Ingram.
Yeah, she had this to say about.
Oh, that's Dr. Laura?
Is it?
Yeah,
no,
I think that's
Dr. Laura?
Huh? Right.
That's Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's different.
I get it.
Anyway, so here's her response to LeBron and KD.
I'm numb to this commentary. Like, must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA. And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
Who said that?
I never heard someone say shut up and dribble.
Who was that someone who said shut up and dribble? As once a great man said shut up and dribble. Like, who said that?
Shut up and dance. Remember that was in the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or what is it? Footloose, maybe.
No. Shut up and dance.
Is it
something?
Yeah. Well, as somebody once said, I'm going to start using as somebody said, once said whenever I want to get a point across.
Yeah.
As somebody once said, lay the points.
And
anything you can do. As somebody once said, fold this to pair.
As somebody once said.
Yeah, you can use it. You can use it on anything. As somebody once said, I ain't pulling over for gas in this neighborhood. As somebody once said, oh, I'm not eating chopped beef on a Friday.
Oh, no.
As somebody once said,
drink your juice.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
As somebody once said, if it's not tonight, it's not going to happen.
Somebody once said, I need some right now. Get over here, woman.
Somebody once said, you did that with your other boyfriend. None of those.
No.
You can try to use it if you want.
As somebody once said,
I bet you go on the water. That's a golf one, John.
Oh, it's a golf one?
Trying to
get in her head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it could. Or it might be saying, don't try to get there with the 5-wood.
No. If somebody once said, take this 3-iron.
Yeah. If somebody once said, here's your 6-iron.
Yeah, right. Somebody once said,
you can use
it breaks to the right.
I'm going
to
start using as somebody once said all the time.
That's it.
And then like, who said that? Somebody.
Said somebody.
I don't know.
I don't know who said that, but somebody once said
that.
Somebody
once said, keep talking. Like, I wonder who said this. If you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Who said that? Who's the first one who made that? Somebody made that up, and it landed. Like, it stuck.
Right.
My friend Mark Edwards made up OMG.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he's the first one who said it. Yes. 92, 91.
Didn't you invent invent 92. Doorknobs?
My kids, well, I told Drake I did.
You
stop
did.
Signs.
Yeah, and stop signs.
Stop signs.
I was excited to tell
and
them.
Also somersaults. No, what are they? Aren't they somersaults?
Cartwheels.
Cartwheels, yeah. I said I invented cartwheels one time, and that worked.
Even though you couldn't do one?
Like 2 or 3 years. Oh, I could when I was a kid.
Oh, no, but
not now.
Not show your kids.
No. Oh, no. I could whenever I told Drake. I don't know. I wasn't really in the business of doing cartwheels.
You were a cartwheel guy?
When's the last time you
tried?
As somebody once said, I dare you to do a cartwheel. Man, I got a boot on for a reason. I can't even walk.
No, you can't get over
a curb.
I can't
just walk in a straight line without tearing
tendons
in my foot.
No, you're not
going
to do cartwheels now, but you used to and you invented them.
Yeah, somebody I was the once first said. One. And somebody once said, that man right there invented cartwheels.
That's right. All right, why don't you, as somebody once said, go to Prime Social.
As somebody once said, I feel like my nut flush is about to get beat by a full house. And somebody actually did say that the other day over at Prime Social and folded. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen, but it was a smart thing. At Prime Social, you can get in on the action. Tomorrow, this is the biggest tournament they've ever had. $75,000 guaranteed. $75,000 payout is guaranteed at their tournament tomorrow, the No Limit tournament on Saturday. It starts at, I gotta see if it's noon or 2. That's going to be the tournament tomorrow. Oh, but wait, there's a brand new record after that. The brand new record is going to be on Sunday, where there's a $100,000 tournament that starts at noon. So Saturday's at noon, $75,000. Sunday's at noon, $100,000 guaranteed tournament. And don't forget, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every single weekday, they've got a $100 Texas Hold'em high hand. And you can find out about details there. If you have the best hand in Texas Hold'em, for that particular hour at any of the tables, you are going to get $100. They've got so many different things going on. They have half price, they have halfies going on, which is half price daily fees and half price seat rental fees from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's got their own happy hour. So get in, take advantage of not only this amazing tournament tomorrow for $75,000 and Sunday with $100,000 stakes, but also every single day with small No Limit Hold'em games for people just like me and you who want to get in there, put $200 or $300 down, and grind away and enjoy ourselves in some poker on the felt. Right here at 7801 Westheimer between Dunvale and Hillcroft. Beautiful location. 20 tables, 29 TVs. It's at PrimeSocialTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino Exit. Come see a place. They got composite flooring on their trailers. Guess what that means? 100-year warranty.
This is little Uzi Bird.
Eat that, everybody else.
No, it isn't.
Okay. All right, let's talk about.
Get Kevin Harlan's little Uzi Vert commentary.
I saw that, yeah.
Get him to get to pull that up in a second. I like Kevin Harlan. Are you a Kevin
Harlan? Oh, yeah, fan? I am.
I don't
He
dislike.
Gets a little, he's a little excitable, but
well,
he's
yeah. I mean, he's. Yeah. He's that school that, you know, Gus Johnson's in there.
Right.
There's a whole crew of broadcasters who that's their thing, which is fine. You know, if you know that they're in that crew, there are others who do it a little differently. But I don't mind him. I don't mind Kevin Harlan.
The guy
I
feel is like drunk.
He's the guy
got,
is
yeah,
drunk.
He's got some.
Yeah,
energy.
He does some. You know, he's
laying down. He is the most hyperbolic announcer, I think, going like.
Yeah,
destroying all of humanity after dunks, and like, he's been known to be that guy.
Wow,
for years.
I was watching some of the Celtics game, and Vitale was doing it. Did they switch on?
Vitale
switched the other day.
Yeah, they do it once a year, where they just
once a year
college and pro.
They did it on Valentine's Day. Was it Valentine's Day?
I
yeah.
Think so.
So Van Gundy already did his college game, because I remember the first one that he ever did. I was on the show with you. You know who he did? Do you remember?
No.
We had him on to talk about it. It was Duke versus Davidson, and Steph Curry was on, and one of the things he wondered is if we talked about Steph Curry's ability to be a pro, and he questioned whether or not he could be a point guard because he didn't think he, you know, he turned it over too much and wasn't sure he had the point guard handles for it and stuff like that, because he was kind of a lead guard, but he played some off the ball at Davidson, and clearly that. Well, and that was answered. We found that out.
Yeah.
And now new
I probably said, oh, I think he's going to be great.
Yeah, I think you probably
I think
did,
that I
yeah.
said that. If I remember correctly.
If I remember correctly.
I don't even remember saying that.
But Trae Young is the new Steph Curry. I mean, he's got everything that Steph has, except this kid averages almost 6 turnovers a game. He's like he handles it too much. He's doing too much.
Well, can he cut that back? Probably, if he's not as wild.
Has James ever cut it back?
I think James this year is a lot more controlled with the basketball.
Same level of turnovers.
There's fewer because he handles the ball less, right?
No, there's like 4.6 turnovers a game. It's still super high. That's what I was shocked. I figured it would be in the threes.
It seems like it's less.
I agree.
It seems like he's more
totally
under control.
Agree with you. That's why I was shocked at what the number was. Trae Young, this and he's a freshman, but here's his last 5 games. These are turnovers. 6, 6, 6, 5, 6.
How many assists?
His assists are 7, 11, 1, 14,
oh, that's not good.
And 9. His points have been 19, 22, 32, 19, 44. It's starting to catch up, like he's trying to do too much.
Yeah, right.
Which is fine. Eventually it's all going to even out. He's not going to have to carry the team or whatever. But
I don't know. He probably does have to carry
it. Look at he's playing 39 minutes. You know, college game's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
39 minutes, 36, 36, 40, 38. Basically, Oklahoma's saying, we know we get you for 1 year, so we're going to run the hell out of you. Yeah. We're going to get everything we possibly can out of this year.
And if you're Oklahoma, he's basically your whole team. So
right. You
got to have him.
Speaking of Oklahoma, congratulations to former OU coach Kelvin Sampson, who got the Cougs in the tournament.
Yeah, how about that?
Big dance for the Houston Cougars. Good for them.
67-62.
Houston's got some good things going on sports-wise.
Yeah.
They've got a lot, you know, first of all, you had to know Kelvin Sampson was a good hire. You had to know that was a good hire. He's done it before in college. He knew what he was doing. He's a good defensive guy. When he left, the Rockets defense went to turds. But now they're actually a pretty decent defense now. But regardless, Kelvin is a good coach. He knows what he's doing.
I was really worried about him, though, because he called recruits, and that was a bad
texted.
Thing.
He texted. That was illegal.
That's illegal.
They got in trouble.
As opposed to what everybody's doing now, where they're
illegal.
Going to prison.
Yeah, I know. Damn you, Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Not at U of H, by the way.
No,
that was in Indiana.
Yeah.
He texted recruits outside of the designated time or whatever. And
well, but like 1,000 of them.
Now there's just like, boop. What is that? It's a giant truck. It's a dump truck full of cash. We're backing it up onto this lawn. All right. How many more deliveries do we have to make? 7 more. Today? How many different teams? No, this is just one team.
Yeah, right.
But Kelvin, they had texts.
Nice job.
The texts were out of – you weren't supposed to text.
Right. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So they got college basketball cleaned up.
As someone once said, you can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. I said that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you have said that.
That's not fake MT. He constantly brings stuff to the table that's just a little off.
Yeah,
for
but
some
somebody
reason.
Once said that, though. That
I
is
know,
true.
But you're not supposed to say something that somebody once said. That's the thing.
Crown and Sevens guy says, as somebody once said, Molly Percocet.
Molly Percocet.
So somebody once said that one
uh-huh.
time.
Percocet. Molly Percocet. Speaking of which, Tiger Percocet. Shot one over yesterday. Birdied 17 to come in at one over. Tough. Riviera is so simple and yet so difficult.
That's it, my thoughts.
It's actually a classic golf
Lynx,
course.
Yep.
No, it's not Lynx.
No, but it used to be, and then they changed it to
no,
a classic.
They didn't change it.
It was Lynx in the
70s.
Riviera was a Lynx course in the 70s.
Never Lynx, ever.
It's in Belfast.
No, it's actually Los Angeles.
Belfast outside of L.A.
There's no Belfast outside of L.A. And so it's in Los Angeles, and it's actually just a great classic golf course that the guys love to play. And they know it's going to be 70, 75. Tiger, Rory, and Justin Thomas were the pairing. It was the pairing for the first 2 days. And so it's a great tournament. So we can actually – If you guys want to just talk about that for the next 2.5 hours, nope. You're more than welcome to get in here.
No one wants to do that, John.
On ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
Are you sad about the Rockets going to All-Star break right now in the middle of a 10-game win streak?
And how about not playing until next Friday?
I know. That's a – you know what? I guess that's a good break for the players.
Yeah.
Why not, right? Why not get it? It's a long season. But the Major League Baseball, well, this is what you get when you have a 162-game schedule. Maybe if you cut it to 140 games, you could have a little longer All-Star break.
Yeah, but you know,
but how long is the All-Star break?
It wasn't good for the Astros last year, the All-Star break, and it's not.
Well, it's
I know. I have a feeling it's not going to be. You lose your shooting touch. You lose all the momentum that they've built right now. You want to go on a break when you've got a 10-game win streak?
Yes, obviously
not.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yes,
well,
they do.
Well, do they?
Yes. They probably do.
They want a little rest.
Yeah.
I don't think they probably think that they're going to go in a tank just because they don't have to play for a few days. It is going to help with, you know what, in all honesty, this is actually really great because James Harden is still playing relatively heavy minutes, although not as heavy as some people act like he's playing these ridiculous minutes. He's not really playing ridiculous minutes. Chris Paul needs – you've got to have Chris Paul healthy, so – giving him a break, Nene, some of these veterans.
Okay, but I got a question about James. Will he expend more energy
on during All-Star weekend?
During
you
the
know
break?
What? Is this a break for
playing
James?
Every night.
What you're saying is James really taking a break? That feels like a fairly – that feels.
I'm
like
not sure that a break is the best thing for James.
That feels like a good question, if I'm being honest with you. Is James going to have more action during a week of basketball or an All-Star break?
There's no question he'll have more action.
He's going to sleep late.
He can sleep late for basketball. He doesn't have to be there until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But he'll
they got shoot around at noon. That's right.
Yeah, he'll sleep till 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah.
Sleep till 3?
No. The baseball players can.
Now.
Oh, now they can.
Going to bed maybe 4, sleep until 3.
Till 5, maybe till 7 at night he'll sleep.
That's fine. Well, he's getting sleep then.
Well, maybe 3 or 4 hours.
It throws
hours.
Off his body clock, though.
Well, we don't need him till 7 o'clock at night anyway.
Here's the Rockets schedule coming out of the break. Not that easy, but we know they own the Timberwolves, so we can make fun of Raheel again, I guess. Timberwolves on Friday, the Nuggets, who are playing pretty well. Then the Jazz, playing the best basketball currently in the NBA. Those Utah Jazz. Clippers, who have had their win.
The Clippers are playing much better since Blake left.
It's at Denver, at Utah, at Clippers.
Yeah, and you've got the Celtics coming here. And then you go to the Thunder. So yeah, they have a break, but the schedule coming out not that easy.
No, you didn't finish that, Dell. They got that at the Thunder, then at the Milwaukee, at Toronto, at Dallas. So they got four.
Well, not
they
at,
got
at,
seven.
At Dallas. It stops at Toronto.
Yeah, Dallas stinks.
At Dallas.
No, I mean as far as hard games go.
Well,
those are all good.
But
tests.
seven of their next nine are on the road.
Right, but those are all good tests up until Dallas. Look at all those teams.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're all playing well.
There should be some losses.
The Clippers are playing well since they traded Blake.
You should have you're playing seven road games. You should have some. If they're playing seven road games and nine games, 6-3 should be a good record for you, based on this schedule and everything.
Oh.
6-3 would be a good record, and this schedule all on the road, back to backs.
I'm gonna say they're gonna be. Well, here's the deal: is you don't know how they're gonna come out of the break. You don't. Of course, you don't know how Utah's gonna come out of the break either, or Denver. Or the Clippers after a long break.
Yeah, so, what's good for one team is good for all. But
right.
They only have one All-Star.
Yeah.
So it's not like the other guys are going to
You know, Chris Paul is just going to be grinding on film the whole time.
Yeah, Chris Paul ain't going to be grinding on All-Star weekend. No, that's not his game.
Yeah, he is. He's just going to grind for 10 days
Actually, does he
watching
go there?
Film.
Does
he might go back to L.A. I'm sure he still has a house there. I don't know what he'll do
there.
Yeah,
I bet you're right. And that's right. All-Star weekend's in L.A., isn't it?
I'm sure he'll be out there.
So NFL draft, it's now turned into officially a road show, right?
Yeah.
It was in New York forever, which I liked. It was cool going to New York. Then it turned into Chicago for 2 years. I went the first year in Chicago. I didn't get to go the second year. We had to broadcast from Culver City, which I'm fine with, too. I like going to Culver City. It's always nice. Then last year, I didn't go to Philly. I went to Culver City to do the broadcast. This year it's going to be in Dallas. I don't know if they're going to send me to Dallas because the whole crew has to go to Dallas, which is more expenses. So we may be in Culver City again, which would be fine. I don't really want to go to Dallas for the draft. I want to – now, the next two of the next two finalists are for the next 2 years are Denver and Las Vegas for 19 and 20.
Ooh, Vegas would be awesome.
I wouldn't mind Denver or Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Denver's a great city.
Yes.
I love Denver.
Yeah.
And the weather's actually way better than people realize. Las Vegas?
You know what's...
how cool would that be?
You know what's really started? What's a trend that started? If you have the NFL draft, you win the Super Bowl. So now...
Bears didn't win it. Do you mean it just started this year?
It started this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's a trend. Well, by trend, I mean it happened
hold
once.
Hold on. Actually, the trend was the Bears got the best quarterback in the best rookie quarterback in football, according to Pro Football Focus.
Right.
Deshaun, did you see ESPN did a whole thing on it where Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith yelled at the cameras about it?
Did they yell about
Trubisky and Deshaun Watson? What side do you think they were on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
The smart side.
I guess.
Who could be on the Trubisky side? People in Chicago are like, I swear here, Bonko, Jacko and the kid even knows. No matter what I say here, I got to tell you something. The Watson kid is, I think he's a lot better than Trubisky.
I don't know.
You know I love Trubisky, Bonko.
I'm on the side of the guy who actually plays.
Oh, of course you are. Because you have to take... You got lit up yesterday on Twitter, by the way.
You got a little, the contrarian thing.
Yeah,
got a little heat.
Oh, you guess what? Del?
Got a little hot in the
You're
streets.
You're in Houston, so act like it.
Oh, got a little hot in the streets.
Jerk.
If it got so hot, why didn't I get at it? All those soft-ass listeners, why don't you at me then? Oh, it got hot in the streets. How come I didn't see it on my Twitter feed?
Why didn't I get at it?
It wasn't.
You know
why?
Del V2.
Here's one of the reasons.
That's all you need to do.
Here's one of the reasons. Some people are sending it to the other Twitter account that's actually not yours.
I Black somebody, Dell?
Yes. And somebody who sent it to me, you, and that email, that Twitter account, and I'm like, isn't really Dell, right? Like, that's not Dell's account.
Right. All right, let's take a break. 832 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
I think I blocked that account. Just
live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North to Canino Exit. Gilbert is here. Come see him. Right now, a Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Oh, not that Gilbert.
No, the other one.
Yeah, the good one.
What you got here, Dale?
Oh, well, I want to talk about Men's Tee Clinic.
Oh,
I want to talk
no
about right around the corner. You've got Men's Tee Clinic right around the corner from here. It's probably right around the corner from wherever you are because they're in Pearland. They're in Heights area at 1801 Durham, which is at I-10. They're also at Cypress, in Cypress, at 290 and Barker Cypress. So Cypress, Pearland, right here in Houston, right off of I-10. It's very easy to get to. You got a chance to go get your testosterone levels checked out. Now, why would you do that? Well, here's what you may not know. Testosterone levels help you to get more out of your workouts, helps you create lean muscle mass as opposed to the belly fat. If you used to have workouts that really worked and now you're finding your workouts aren't as effective and you're starting to be more tired and fatigued, these are almost surefire signs that you are starting to deal with the drop in testosterone. It happens naturally. It's not necessarily anything that you're doing. It can even be something that's genetic. But go get it tested, because if you have lower testosterone, that's good news. That means that there is a solution and a cure for you, and Men's Tee Clinic can get your levels back to where they need to be. And once that happens, your quality of life is going to spike back to where it used to be for you, and that's what they can do for you. It makes a substantial difference. Your energy burst within the first week is going to be something that you feel and something that is really going to help you. It helped me a lot get through all the workloads that I had to get done, and I love dealing with them because they're constantly monitoring where your levels are to make sure that you're at your optimal peak level. MensTeeClinic.com, 3 locations in Houston. To find a location nearest you, go to MensTeeClinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, NFL CBS did this. 10 players under contract who could be on new teams next season. Tyrod Taylor is an $18 million guy. They saved $9.44. Will he be the Bills quarterback next year?
No.
He's done.
Not for that amount.
18 is like is less than an average quarterback.
They didn't want him last year.
No, they didn't.
They're drafting a quarterback.
He did everything he could to get him out of there.
The rumor that I read today was that they're going to target Josh Rosen and moving up. They got two first-rounders.
Yeah.
So they have the firepower to move up and get a quarterback if they want.
The other rumor was – oh, yeah, well, the Bills was the rumor yesterday.
Yeah.
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 Muhammad Wilkerson.
Gone.
Boy, what a POS. $11 million savings. See ya. Dez.
Stay. That's what they're saying. Don't expect. Ian Rappaport is saying.
Is anybody worth? I mean, at $16.5 million.
Have you seen his last three seasons?
He's
nothing.
He is the least productive $16 million player in the league.
He's not as good as you think he is.
He's not.
He's really not. Like, people hear the name Dez Bryant and they think he can still play. Maybe he can, but let me tell you what Dez has done.
He's not. Whatever the case may be, he's just not playing.
Here's what Dez has done the last 3 years. 9 games, 31 catches, 401 yards.
But that ain't good?
No. His touchdowns were 3. Then he had 50 catches on 96 targets. That's not great. 50 catches, 13 games. This is in 2016, Dak's good year. He had 8 touchdowns and 796 yards. That was his good year. This year actually was a bounce-back year. He had 838 yards and 6 touchdowns and 69 catches.
Yeah, but the catches weren't
that's like
in
Kevin
big games.
That's like Kevin Walter numbers.
Yeah. In big games, he disappears.
69. Here's what Dez used to do with Tony Romo. 92, 93, 88, 12 touchdowns, 13 touchdowns, 16 touchdowns. The simple fact is Dez is not 29, about to be 30. He hadn't hung a 900-yard season up since 2014. Hasn't had double-digit touchdowns since then, and his yards per catch have started to trail down.
They all save $12.5 million if it's a post-June 1
See,
drop.
I don't think they're going to cut him, though.
Why would you
I think they're going to draft a wide receiver. This isn't a great wide receiver. It's, frankly, a bad wide receiver draft, in my opinion. But I do think they're going to draft a wide receiver to pair with him, and then phase him out after this year. I think he'll have one more, and then he'll go.
Well, it depends on what their cap space is.
Yeah.
And is there anything? I mean, they could still use. I know Lawrence had a nice year last year, but you could still use pass rush. They could still use.
They're going to draft
DB
pass rush.
Help. I mean, I get rid of a guy that's not productive. He's not productive.
Well, who are you going to throw to?
Get a couple. Grab a free agent, or you know what? One of the top receivers in the draft. Sutton is going to be around when they pick.
Sutton ain't going to be better than Dez next year.
Sutton will be more productive than Dez would be next year. Yes.
I don't think so.
I do.
He's a rookie. Rookies are rarely. I mean, Dez did have, let's say, 69 catches. I'll bet you Sutton doesn't have 69 catches. Dez still knows how to play better than Sutton does. You know, Sutton, I didn't think Sutton was all that impressive on tape this year, and he played against sub competition a lot of times.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed. I've got him as like my fifth or sixth wide receiver. I think Deion Kane is a lot better. Deion Kane is a guy I would look at if I were the Dallas Cowboys.
They've been making some good decisions.
Who's the number one? I'm trying to remember who the number one wide receiver is. See, I think there's some pretty
good number
twos. Of course,
don't forget it's SMU right next door, so Cortland Sutton may be the guy.
Well, they'll know him.
Yeah.
They'll know him, but I don't think they're going to sell tickets to SMU fans. SMU doesn't sell tickets to SMU fans.
Right.
Cortland's like, man, it's going to be weird playing in front of people.
Aqib Talib, $12 million cap number, $11 million savings.
That's a tough one because
he's still Aqib productive.
He can still play, but at some point when you don't think – if you don't think you can win at the highest level, you start to phase those guys out. They still have Chris Harris. They still have Bradley Roby. Like, you may just let him walk and save. How much do you save?
11 of 12.
I mean, why would you not get rid of
yeah.
him?
Yeah, he's only a million-dollar cap hit.
You really think you're going to win, Denver?
If they get a quarterback, they can
Kirk,
win.
Where Kirk Cousins lands is going to change, is alter the landscape.
It all depends on what their cap space is like. Because, like last year, getting rid of Brock was the dumbest thing ever because you didn't even use the cap space. If you get rid of him and you don't use the cap space, then what's the sense?
Well, no.
Might as well keep him because he is productive.
Getting rid of Brock wasn't a dumb thing. Giving up a draft pick.
Well, but draft pick, yeah. DeMarco Murray, 6.5 savings.
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
You already got Derrick Henry.
Brian Cushing, 8.8. You save 7.6.
Out of here.
Beat it. I'm sorry. I like it.
Should have gotten cut 2 years ago.
Randall Cobb, 12.7. They save 9.4.
Boom, gone.
Yeah, they got.
Isn't that unbelievable? Randall Cobb's another guy who not really a factor anymore.
No.
How quick does that happen?
Mike Glennon, 16 million, save 11.5.
out of here.
Save 11.5, yeah. Because they got the best quarterback in the league, the best rookie quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's what
Doug Martin, 6.75. They save 6.75.
He's done, and he's got an issue with Molly.
Tavon Austin. You want to talk about it? Another guy just disappeared. Mm-hmm. 8 million, you save 3.
Gone. Now, all these guys are gone.
Yeah.
I don't think Dez is. I think Dez will stay. They want a veteran, a reliable veteran target who's a little bit combustible, clearly. That's the one thing you don't like. I'm okay with Dez not being the same level wide receiver he once was. That happens. He can still get you, you know, he can still get you catches and all that. He's not the same factor he was. What you worry about is if he starts turning into a problem in the locker room or a problem for the quarterback.
Well, they've always said, though, that Dez ranting on the sidelines is really not he's not bitching. He's I don't know. They've always defended Dez as opposed to Greg Hardy,
Remember when they did that and Dez was getting you double-digit touchdowns
and
thousands?
Right. Anyway.
I wonder if they're like, yeah, we're tired of this routine. Right. 800 yards? Beat it.
All right, 713-780.
16 million? Yeah, we don't care if you're ranting on the sidelines. We're tired of hearing it.
3776. Let's talk about the Rockets. And when we come back, Alex wants to talk about Daryl Morey. So we'll do that. If anybody else wants to get in, live at Trailer Will and Frame, come on by or call 713-780-3776. Talk about your Rockets, Lance.
Let me tell you about my Rockets. The Houston Rockets have the hardwood battle coming up this weekend. And so if you want to take part in the hardwood 3-on-3, this has been going on, the blacktop, I should say, not hardwood. It's the blacktop 3-on-3. This has been going on for years. It's sponsored by ZTE. It's presented by ZTE. It's back tomorrow. So you've got to sign up. Make sure. Actually, you know what? You missed that date. You missed that deadline. I'm moving on. Too bad. Hey, good luck to all you playing in the blacktop battle. Good luck for you guys because you must have signed up by the 14th. Now, if that didn't work for you, you can still go see your Houston Rockets with a three-point package that has the Spurs, Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers. You got the slam dunk package, which has Clippers, Pelicans, Bulls, Warriors, and Thunder, and that is by going to Rockets.com. They've got a week off now for All-Star Weekend. So check out James Harden in the All-Star Game. Check out your All-Star Week festivities. My kids are going to be watching skills and three-point and slam dunk and rookies versus sophomores and the game itself. And then once Friday hits, you're back in action. So make sure that if you want to take advantage of this great opportunity to see five games starting at $132, as low as $132, you can do that at Rockets.com or just call 713-627-DUNK.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, the place where you can come and get the composite flooring for your trailer that has a 100-year warranty.
What?
Yep. Ranch King is the best trailer you can buy. There's no question about it. And the only place to buy that, Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North. Go to trailerwheel.com and see for yourself. The best trailer in the business, Ranch King. Let's get Alex in here. He wants to talk about Daryl Morey. What do you say, Alex?
Hey, wanted to chime in on the whole Morey versus Luno's situation, not that it's a situation, but just people going back and forth on the best GM in Houston. And obviously,
really
this is like
GMs
comparing, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos in terms of wealth, right? These are complete studs.
Right.
And either one would be highly sought after if they lost their job, hypothetically. But at first, when I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, obviously Lanau, because he won the championship. But the more I reflect on it, it seems pretty close. I mean, he did enter a better situation. He came into a team that already had Keuchel and Altuve and Springer, and he had the number one pick for Correa available, and he had the freedom to lose for 3 years. He did have to make the right decisions about keeping these guys and developing these guys, so he deserves the credit. But Morey obviously entered a much less flexible situation, and it's really unbelievable that he went from Yao and McGrady to Harden and Howard to Harden and CP3 without having one season below 500. And so I'm still willing to say Luno's the best, but it's pretty close. I think there's a couple things that Morey can do to leapfrog him. One would be to pass Golden State and win a championship. But I think the second thing he could do, if he could just call up BillAdvisor.com, send over his ongoing bill for Ryan Anderson's contract, see if he can get it renegotiated, and then have the cap space to sign LeBron James. That would be another thing he could probably do to be the best GM in town.
That would be, yeah, if they could somehow say.
Bill Advisor?
If Bill Advisor could renegotiate that league through the deal. Hello, NBA. Hi, this is Bill Advisor calling on behalf of Daryl Morey and the Houston Rockets. Actually, it'd be Tillman Fertitta, technically. We wanted to discuss the Ryan Anderson contract. What about it? Actually, you'd have to do that through the NBA Players Association. That'd be a pretty tough renegotiation. They're going to be like, no, he gets to keep all of it. It's guaranteed. Yeah, we just want to renegotiate. No, no, it's a guaranteed contract. We're not renegotiating anything. Like I said, you guys can hate on that contract if you want. Mr. Plus Minus has added additional firepower from the bench, and on top of that, is clearly a good luck charm.
Yeah.
So, would you want to trade a good luck charm? No.
A lot fewer pieces to get in basketball. You're right, he did have a nice foundation, but he picked up Redick, Gurriel, McCann, Verlander. He picked up Giles. He picked up Davinsky and Peacock and
Daryl
McCullers
picked up those guys for years.
And Correa. Pardon me?
Daryl's picked up those kind of guys.
Yeah, but it's a lot fewer guys you need in basketball.
Yeah, but that's the problem is they're less impactful. If you don't have stars, it's almost irrelevant.
Well, but Daryl, I think, has finally figured out, and it ain't easy, but he finally figured out chemistry, the type of player that he was getting before versus the type of player that he has on the roster this year.
He still had, you know, the bottom line is he wasn't allowed to tank ever.
No, he didn't.
He wasn't allowed to tank. He wasn't allowed to hit reset, and he had to rebuild through using –
he doesn't have to build an entire organization either. And that's what Jeff Luno did.
Well, no, but you also don't get the opportunity to. Like, I think it's a lot harder to win in basketball because so few teams win. There is no feeder systems. You can't really – the only thing you have to trade, really, you can't really trade players as often as you want. You have to trade draft picks. Daryl has figured out our commodities are first-round picks because if you're not going to be drafting in the lottery – it's hard to get good players. Like, you might get Aaron Brooks. You know, that's nice. Carl Landry was nice. They're nice players. But Daryl's figured out we're going to utilize – now, it gets frustrating on draft night where you have nothing to watch.
Right.
He's already figured out we're using this to get the next
Well,
group
but,
of players.
You, I mean, it ain't easy either in baseball. I mean, to pick up Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton, did anybody think that when he got him – as a matter of fact, one of my buddies who's a huge baseball – Charlie Morton, are you kidding me? This is what we're getting to bolster our rotation, really? Josh Redick, you know, I mean, you got to be –
Josh was solid.
He was okay. He was good. He was good. But it's not like, oh, well, that puts you over the top.
Rahil, I'm lying. I'm dying if I say this. Daryl Morey has a ton of those guys over the last 10 years where he's taken slop from other teams – and it's almost always flipped into something that's a better player. He's very good at recognizing that. It's too hard to compare how you build baseball and basketball because they're so drastic.
Yeah, they're different.
You got a better chance. Football and baseball have a lot more similarities. 7 rounds, the 5th round can be impactful. The 6th round of the baseball draft can be impactful. In basketball, the 2nd round is a total crapshoot at best.
Well, true. And, well, how much harder is it, though, when there's you can pick 1,000 players – and to build your organization. There's unlimited rounds, and you're like, holy crap, I gotta scour the world, you know, and you may find a needle in a haystack in the 20th round, which happens.
Actually, it happens a lot more. Darryl's had a much better hit rate on second round than other teams.
He's had a much better hit rate on second rounders than he does first rounders.
Yeah, well, Zach Lowe did a thing on, I think it was Zach, maybe it was Trey Kirby, but they did a thing on second rounders. And if you can hit on second round guys, that turns into late first type of talent, like how they're considered basically. Then they become tradable, like Chase Budinger was years ago. Like, oh, he hit on that. Like, oh, he hit on Chandler Parsons, you know, and it turns into value. Once again, we're basically talking about how these two guys, what Darryl has done has been, to me, remarkable, because I understand that to lose the max value guys like Yao and Tracy and have such limited value to flip those guys into bigger pieces and somehow climb the ladder back up to where you were able to get James, which helped to draw the other guys, that's really impressive. But that doesn't diminish what Jeff Luhnow did.
No.
It's not an either-or situation. This is an and situation.
Right.
The Rockets have Houston has two really, really talented general managers. And this is what I wondered before. Have you ever noticed this?
Nobody and loses. Rick Smith, you're not including him?
Have you ever noticed that we'll do it on the other side. I know we got to get rolling because we got Sports Map coming up, but general managers never leave teams. Like, their contracts, you never hear about, we don't know if we'll be able to hang on to him. He may go somewhere else.
Oh, right.
When did general managers ever leave? Like, let a contract expire.
A Theo.
Where a team can't get them to sign. We're like, we're trying to sign him, we can't.
Yeah. Didn't Theo just leave on his own?
Was it mutual?
I don't know. Why don't we take a break, because we got Sports Map 94.1. Why don't you talk about Craig DeSurf for a minute?
Let's talk about my man down in Angleton, Craig DeSurf. And I know some of you are like, Angleton? Angleton's not that far away. Gilbert drove it. He drove it just the other day. He drives here. Scans the globe of our advertisers. And you know why? With good reason. We have good advertisers. My guy, Craig DeSurf at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is doing a phenomenal job out there in Angleton. And they have amazing opportunities for you to get pickup trucks with 0% financing right now, available for 72 months. They've got crossover vehicles like the GMC Acadia with almost $10,000 off MSRP. They've got Buick Encores with $9,000 off of that vehicle. There's so many different pickup trucks and SUVs and crossover vehicles, and even the Corvettes and the Camaros, vehicles that you may have loved growing up. Check out the new body types. And I'm driving right now a Chevy Traverse. This is by far the best crossover vehicle out there on the market. It's got a body type that's similar to what I used to drive with the Yukon. I guess you could say with the Suburban, only it's basically lower because it's a crossover, so it handles more like a car. Get that interior space you're looking for. Get the amenities you want on the inside, the outside. Get the colors that you want, the features that you want. It's all available at one location in Angleton. And let me tell you, that little drive that you make, it could be worth thousands to you. So make sure that you check them out first and foremost before you buy a vehicle, and their trade-in value will be much more aggressive. Go to LanceZCars.com and find out for yourself. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.